We are learning Mesechtas Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. We learned in yesterday's blot that there was a member of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that if someone sells a karka and he retains trees for himself, any amount of trees, he retains trees for himself, so Rav Huna says that you get a right to replant it because you retain the karka under the trees as well. That's what Rav Huna said. And the Gemara wasn't sure. Rav Huna saying if you're Rav Akiva, or even if you're Rav Akiva, holds when I sell something, I sell you everything. Or only if you're Rabbanan. So the Gemara first thought was even if you're Rav Akiva. And the Gemara Akasha, that we have Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that when you makdish a soda, which is like mecher, the loch is that it's like a mecher. So only what's sold in a mecher is hektish. But still he says the charev and the shikma are hektish. Why? Because the yonik from hektish is property. And the problem is, according to Rav Huna, when if I retain the trees myself, I own the property, not Hektish. So it must be, the Gemara says, that Rav Shimon also got Rabbi Kiva, and if you're Rabbi Kiva, Rav Huna never said as halacha. Rabbi Kiva holds that when you meicha ba'ayin yafa meicha, when I sell you karka, I sell you everything, even the karka under the trees, and therefore, it'll be a problem by Hektish. So Rav Shimon also got Rabbi Kiva, and Rav Huna says halacha like the Rabbanon. That's what he said yesterday. Rav Shimon also got Rabbi Kiva, and Rav Huna said like the Rabbanon. The Gemara doesn't have a kasha on that. When we matas mukas la Rav Shimon got Rabbi Kiva, how can you say Rav Shimon also got Rabbi Kiva? But Tanya learned in a brisa. Hiktish, so again, as a akdama to this Gemara, we know that when you sell three trees to someone, then everyone agrees that the halach is you get karka with that. If you sell two trees, it's only according to Rabbi Kiva. But according to the Rabbanon, only if you sell three trees do you get karka, two trees you don't get karka. That's just halach. Another akdama to the next Gemara is that the halach is that there's a difference when you makdish a tree. Let's say it's just a tree or anything like that, when you want to be paided, you paided for Shabbos, whatever the Shabbos is. When it comes to a soda, especially a steyachuzah, the halacha is that by a steyachuzah, the way you paid it is with a set amount. No matter if this property is in, like, you know, in Yerushalayim, in Malkei Shaul, or it's somewhere, you know, in Ephrat. It makes a difference. It's always the same amount. It's 50 shekel kesef for a chaymer sa'irim. For a base core. A base core, it's 50 shekel, and for the years of Tuyayvel, let's figure it out. So it comes out a shekel and a pundium per year, a sell and a pundium per year to be paid it. There's a certain amount that you paid it, no matter what, no matter where it is, not the Shavis. It goes with the shear of base zera, chaymesarim, and chavishu shekel kesef. It goes with that shear. That's the difference to Yehuzha. So that's what two halachas says Akhtama. So it says the price like this. Hikdish loisha ilonis sumata asor lebeisal. You mark this, you had here a property that had trees, and the trees were planted in the right proportion. There was 10 trees per besah. These are smaller trees. Young trees, the right proportion is 10 trees for a besah. Besah is 2,500 amas, which means 250 amas each tree. It happens to be when they get very old, when they get much older, then it's three trees per besah. We're going here, younger trees, which is 250 amas per tree, like we learned in the Perek Lo-Yachmar. This is the amount of room you need for trees to make it grow nicely. This is the normal way of planting trees. So here you have three trees which are not matziv, which are going to last. And you'll makdish the three trees. Hikdish is shloishalon smata lasar lebeisa. Hare hikdish is a karka. Vesayalon is a reneim. The halacha is that the karka is hooked with it. Why? Because when you sell three alonis, you get karka. So here also, hikdish got the karka. So it's like you makdish the karka and the three trees. Now even these tiny trees that are in between them, that's also sold. Rashi learns it's Elonis Ketanim, therefore they're not stirring those trees, they're not bothering those big trees, the bigger trees, which they're not the biggest, but they're, let's say the palm trees, the little bushes are not stirring the palm trees. Tais learns that Elonis Sirak, and therefore it's not a problem of Ritzufim. Tais the Ramas says Elonis Sirenayim, calling Elonis Sirak, Shemois Elonis Lechashun Le Ritzufim, Al Kaponim, it says over here, Makdish the Karka of Elonis Sirenayim, Lefikach, Kishu Paida, if you Makdish this, now you want to redeem it. Before Yovel, you want to redeem this. Poida base zera chaymes, because by Yovel it goes to the kohen. So he wanted poida before Yovel, because you poida base zera chaymes oirim bechamishim shekel kesef. You poida it in the ratio that the Torah told you that works with steyachuzi. Even though here you makdash trees actually, but since we makdash trees, automatically translates into makdash karka. So therefore, when you poida this, you poida it like a regular steyachuzi, which goes with the shear of base zera chaymes oirim bechamishim shekel kesef, which is 50 shekel kesef, which comes out. If you divide it by 49, there's 48 pundim in a shekel, so it comes out a shekel and a pundim per year to be paid. That's what comes out, a shekel and a pundim per year to paid. Pachus bekan, if it's less than a beisa, which means a little crushed together, the trees, they're very close together. So then, like the Rashbam calls it a yar, it's like a forest, and there one of them is not going to last. Or yoisal kain, or
the trees that he bought, or just for the small trees.
They will mak this something now. You mak this three ilanos, and we're talking about it has din of a sada. So what's the kasha?
So when you're paid,
you pay everything comes with the sada, everything, the whole entire sada, three trees, everything. The three trees are nothing. It becomes a hekdesh of karka. Now, pachas b'kan, if the three trees were close together, and they were sitting in a yar, sitting in a forest, then one of them will get uprooted. Oh, yes, okay. In other words, it's more spread out than this. So then it's not considered a state ilon. So then the karka won't be a sale, and therefore won't be hekdesh either. Because like when you sell this type of three trees that have spread out, you won't get a karka here, so it won't become hekdesh. So either pachas kan or yes lakein, or you mak this three trees one after another, not at the same time. The karka is not hukdish, and the ilonish v'neim also not hukdish. Lefikach, kishu paida. When you want to be paida these trees, you don't own karka. Paida is ilonish b'shavyeim. You do it b'shavyeim. There's no sada here. But oh, that's even bigger chiddush. Dr. Baraisa. Lafilu hikdish. Es the ilonish. Because hikdish is a karka. If you makas ilonos, then you went makas to karka kushu poida se ilonos b'shaveim. First you poida ilonos in the shavius, the choiza poida beizarachayim esarim v'chayim shalkesav, and then you poida the property in beizarachayim esarim. You have to do two pidyonim because once it was chal that was makdish the trees by itself has its own din. It doesn't go with the karka, and then you makas the karka goes its own din also. That is the brisa. Now we have to remember we started off that we zestain Rav Shimon like Rav Akiva. We want to get back to that. We just said a beautiful brisa. The brisa basically says that if I'm makdish ilonos and it comes to the karka, then the pidyon works with the din of chamisha shekel kesef. But if I'm makdish the trees without the karka, then it gets din b'shavyin. And even if I'm makdish the karka later, it makes no difference. L'maisa, it goes in two different dinim. Ad kan habrisa. Now who is this brisa? Which mandiyom? Which tana is this brisa like? So Mara says money. Rabbi Kiva is the price of Rabbi Kiva. Oma Meicha Vayafa Meicha. The Choske Makdash. Rabbi Kiva holds that when you sell two trees, you get a karka. The Gemara holds selling one tree and then tomorrow another tree and the next another tree is equal to selling two trees. That's the Gemara holds. Just like with two trees, according to Rabbi Kiva, it comes with karka. If I sell you three trees in 3 days, yours comes with karka. So if you're Rabbi Kiva, by Mecher you get karka, so Koshke Makdash would get karka. So over here, why we're saying three trees one after another, you don't get karka, must be it's not Rabbi Kiva. Because if you're Rabbi Kiva, Mecher Vayyaf Mecher. If I sell you three trees, you get karka, but heck is supposed to get karka? You're supposed to get karka. So it can't be Rabbi Kiva. So as I said, Gemara holds a Svara that if by two trees you get karka, by three trees, not at the same time, you also get karka. That's the Gemara holds. That's the Svara. So he says, and if it's the Rabbanon, it's even more shver. Ha'amri meicher would have been Av a makdish by yofa makdish. He holds every hekdish is like a matana. It's by yofa makdish. So for sure you get karka. Makdish, you get a karka. So it can't be Rabbanon either. Rabbanon holds makdish is like matana. So it's much better than mecher. So it can't be Rabbi either. It can't be Rabbi Kiva. It can't be the Rabbanon. Who is our Mishnah like? El pshita, much like Rav Shimon. Now Rav Shimon holds what? That makdish is like meicher. So just like I sell you two trees, you don't get karka. You also don't get karka. But the thing is, who's Rav Shimon like? Who's Rav Shimon like? Aliber the man. Rav Shimon aliber the man. Ili b'Rav Akiva amar meicher v'yafa meicher v'chol shkei makdash. Here then you should get karka because by meicher you get karka, and if you're Rav Shimon, the meicher is like makdash. I'm sure makdash is even better for sure. El pshita aliber the rabbanon. Must be going with the rabbanon. He holds the rabbanon. Because Rav Shimon keicha the meicher by Rav meicher just like. When you sell two trees or one tree one after another, you don't get karka by meicher. Makdash nine be ayin raw makdash mashayara, and you don't get the karka. So what do you see? The Rav Shimon holds like the Rabbanan, not like Rav Akiva. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is the Mar is asking right the second is we said Rav Huna said a memra. Rav Huna said a memra. Rav Huna said that if you sell. If you sell a karka and you retain trees for yourself, the trees get the karka. So he said, what do you mean? We see Rav Shimon in the Mishnah not like that. Because Rav Shimon says that when you makdish up karka and you retain the trees for yourself, the trees are hektish. So we say, okay, Rav Shimon is going according to Rabbi Kiva. And I hold it to Rabbanah. The problem is, that here you see, Rav Shimon is not like Rav Akiva. Rav Shimon is like the Rabbanon. So now it's backsfer on you, because Shimon says, holds like the Rabbanon, still holds, Rav Shimon still holds, that the karka belongs to the Hekdesh. So it's shver. And really, the truth is, it's a stira in Rav Shimon himself. Why? Because here Rav Shimon is saying that the karka goes along, the karka goes to the guy who bought it, and the trees that don't have karka. And the trees don't have karka. Why? Because that's called, it's a major, there we say it's like a shtickle, a moicha ba'ayin in yafa moicha, whatever it is. It's not chavayin yafa moicha, because I'm selling, I'm not keeping the land on the trees. And here he says moicha ba'ayin ra. It's really Stephen Rav Shimon himself. That on one hand he says moicha ba'ayin yafa, over here, because what else is pshat by the hektish. And here he says moicha ba'ayin ra. It's really Stephen Rav Shimon himself. Because Rav Shimon holds by the case of hektish, that the trees have din hektish. Why? Because we're yonik from the karka hektish. Why is he yonik from the karka hektish? I kept trees myself, and then I hold meicha ba'ayin ra meicha, right? So he holds over here. So it's, the halacha should be is that the trees have been yonik from karka of mine, not of hektish. So really, the theory is, which according to Rav Shimon, as far as kasha on top of Amud, the Ella on top of Amud, kasha hold of yonikim and stay hektish. It's really a theory. It's really the response is like of a tameich. Forget about Rav Huna. It's theory of Rav Shimon himself. Elakasha, Halvi Yankov's the Hekdish. That Rav Shimon said the words, Halvi Yankov's the Hekdish. Rav Shimon held that, Yemoicha Bayan Yafa. And here he says, Moicha Bayan Ra. Here he says that when I sell three trees one after another, you don't get karka. So here's Moicha Bayan Ra. So it's a stira, two things. Stira Rav Shimon himself. So Gemara's an answer that, Gemara's an answer to certain tarets. And feed that, Rav Huna could be going even for Rav Akiva. So we're answer the stira Rav Shimon, and then we'll explain how everything is good. Elo Rav Shimon, the two Rav Shimons are not a stira. Rav Shimon really holds that Meicher Ba'ayin Ra Meicher, like we find in the Brisa on Amud Aleph. They find the Brisa right here, which is learned on Amud Aleph, that he holds Meicher Ba'ayin Ra Meicher. That means that when I sell something to you, I would technically retain by Hekdesh, let's say, for example, the only thing that would be Hekdesh is the Karka. The trees are for myself also. Because the trees, I'm retaining the karka under the trees. And therefore, the opposite case, where I makdish trees, the karka does not go along. Because like a mecher. Mecher, mecher, bayin, ra, mecher. So what's Rav Shimon talking about, telling the Rabbanon, that the I'm asking to you about the chorav and the sadan, the chorav and the shikma, I'm asking you, what's pshat? Rav Shimon, the Rabbanon, kamalu. Lididi, afi mi, keichin, the mecher, bayin, ra, mecher. Just like the mecher, bayin, ra, makdish, dam, bayin, ra, makdish. And therefore, if I makdish a karka, I'm retaining the trees with the karka under for myself. V'shir Meshayer, Meshayeret. But he says, you Rabbanon hold that Hekdesh is special. Hekdesh goes, you know, is Ayin Yafa. He says, how do you know it goes Ayin Yafa like Matano? It's such a big Ayin Yafa. You know what it should be? It should be Ayin Yafa that when I makas karka, I makas a karka under the trees. That much I'm asking to you. But to be so Ayin Yafa that Bar V'dus is included also, who said? That's what he's tying to them. L'dichu, oy l'mir, lo Hekdesh elachara v'amurka v'sadan ha-shekma. Only there because I'm meicher ba'ayin yafa, so because you hold that hektish is ayin yafa, okay, makish ba'ayin yafa. I gave you the karka, really. So if you got the karka, you got the anika of the trees and gedule hektish kehektish. But the bar dos shayvach, those are all included. Who said such a thing? And the rabbanon say no. Bar milah rabbanon lo yishna is it is included. It is included. Hektish is ayin yafa, special super ayin yafa, and if everything is included. So fiza, it comes out. Rav Shimon really holds. Taka, that ba'ayin ra meicher completely, and that's what he holds. And he holds the hekesh is like meicher, and meicher ba'ayin ra meicher. That's what he holds. So if he's there, you could tie it now that Rav Huna is even going lefi Rabbi Akiva, because and it won't be a stira for Rav Shimon. It won't be a stira for Rav Shimon, because Rabbi Akiva was saying is that it could be very possibly. That even for Rabbi Akiva, when I retain something for myself, I'm also meicher ba'ayin ra to a certain level there. In that case, I'm still keeping something to myself to a certain level for Rabbi Akiva, because what Rabbi Huna said? Huna said when I sell you a karka and I retain trees for myself, so the land under it belongs to me. So that's very possible. That's what even for Rabbi Akiva I hold. For Rav Shimon said, not like that. Rav Shimon's going to the Dvar of the Rabbanon. They're saying, you Rabbanon hold the Hekdesh is special. Maybe it's only that much. But maybe by a case of Meicher, which is the case of Rav Huna, maybe everyone agrees that when I Meicher a Karka and I leave two trees for myself, as a non-Sadi, I'm leaving the land under the trees. It's very possible that's true. And it's not a kash of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was tining that you Rabbanon hold hekesh v'an yofa, so there the karka should not on the tree should not belong to you. It should belong to hekesh. Good, okay, that's good because the meicher v'an yofa is so stark by hekesh. But mehechet heis over here, you can still say if you're of huna, you can still say if you're of huna, and not like that because there by meicher maybe it's not like that. Maybe by meicher Rav Kiva would hold. That and culture of your Rabbanon would hold that you're retaining the property under your trees, and therefore, it, according to Rashbam, Lamaisa Rav Huna hold the inferior Rabbi Kiva. If I sell you a karka and I retain two trees myself, I retain the land under the trees. I the kash was Rav Shimon says not like that. And who's Rav Shimon going according to? Rav Shimon is saying Ledvar of the Rabbanon. Ledvar of the Rabbanon hold that hektish is special. Maybe it's only special that much that when I makdish the karka, you get the entire karka. The hektish get the karka even under the trees. But it's not a kasha on Rav Huna's memro, which is talking about mecher. And it's not a kasha from the words of Rav Shimon said. Any question on that? Okay.